Talking with Harold Haskins here at the Joplin Regional Stockyard. You're one of the reps here, right,
yes,
Harold?
Yes, correct, I am.
And you're also a veterinarian?
Correct, I am.
Tell me a little bit about you. You've been in the cattle business for much of your life, right?
Right. I've been in the cattle business for basically all my life. I owned the first cattle I had when I was 5 years old. And I've had cattle basically ever since, except when I was in veterinary school. It's the only time I didn't own cattle.
So down through the years, you've done a lot of different jobs. You've obviously worked as a vet, had a couple of clinics through the years. Today, you're actually working with Joplin Stockyards as far as helping them rep out in the country,
yeah,
right?
You bet. I work as a field representative and video some cattle for our video sale. And then also have a vet clinic, and I have two ladies that work there. And we do a lot of large animal work there, but I've gotten to the point I can't really do it anymore. And I am a large animal person. I've done mainly food animal and equine work. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, I try to do what I can do, and that's mostly consulting and just try to advise people and help people and just help them out in the business.
Yeah. Here in 2014, this has been a crazy cattle year as far as markets are concerned. Did you ever think you'd see these kind of prices?
No, I never did. You know, I never thought cattle would ever get this high. And I said 15 years ago, if I ever sold a steer for $1,000, that I'd retire. And I'm still not retired, but these prices are amazing. And, of course, I went through the 73, 74, 75 deal. I went through 82 and 3 and went through the late 80s, early 90s there. A period of time, and in mid-90s, cattle got real cheap. I've been through those cycles, and those cycles are terrible, but I never thought I'd see cattle actually get this high, but I also never thought I'd see the drought affect the market like it has and decrease the number of cows that we have like it has. So therefore, there's been a lot of outside factors that's affected this market, and the market is extremely high. However, we can sell beef high if we just would, but over the years we've been hooked in the idea that we didn't think we could, so therefore we tried to price it cheap and try to produce it cheaper, and it was very difficult to do. Mm-hmm. It's a much better scenario now, and it will change. There'll be some farmland converted to grass, there'll be more cattle in the cattle market, it'll cycle, but I don't think the cycles might be as severe as we've seen in the past.
You know, you mentioned drought. You know, obviously, a couple of years ago, we got pretty drought even up into this area, and we continue to be kind of on the edge of it right now. That's impacted a lot of folks, hasn't it?
It certainly has. And this area is a cow capital kind of. There's a lot of cows in this country, and for years there's been a lot of cows here. Since fescue was introduced in the mid to late 50s, we've had a lot of cows in southwest Missouri, and of course in this area, east of us, north and west, and it really impacted us. 2011 got real dry. We didn't get any rain in June, July, and August, September on through the winter. 2012 was extremely dry, you know, compared to the drought of 54 and maybe even the droughts in the early 30s, but we were extremely dry here, and we had lots and lots of cows sold because of the drought. Some of the cows were older cows that needed coal, and a lot of them were young cows that didn't need to go. Mm-hmm. So our cow numbers are down, plus corn got real high, and people planted corn on land around here in this country that really isn't corn ground. And time will tell, but they may regret that someday. And a lot of that may go back to grass and may go back to cattle. I think it needs to, and I think it will. But it'll take time. That all takes time. But anyway, the drought in southwest Missouri was very severe, and it was actually far and away worse west of us in Oklahoma and Texas, and I realize that, and perhaps Colorado and western Kansas. But yeah, it was extremely severe here, too. We had a terrible drought. We sure did.
Well, last question as far as what's the mood of you guys that you work with, these cattle producers out in the country?
Oh, they're real upbeat now, and you know, of course, they're always afraid. The cattle are real high, and they're afraid to step out and increase their herd, afraid to buy cows because of the high prices. And you know, Jackie Moore here at the Stockyards has always said he'd rather be scared when cattle are high than he would when cattle are cheap, and I think that's the way to be. But either way, you got to be cautious, and you got to be careful what you do. And you just don't want to leverage yourself to where you can't handle it. And people are buying cows. People are increasing their herds some, but it's not a large increase. Mm-hmm. It's gradual. And these Springer cows have gotten real high. Pears are high right now. And people are being very cautious because of the price they are. They've got to sell a couple of high-priced calves in order to make that work. And they realize that. But they're in a, you know, people are really upbeat. They're in a good mood. They're very happy with what we got now. And, of course, they're all just hoping it'll stay and knowing it won't.
Right.